Alfred DaCosta, your host of the L4H podcast. What are you living for today? I am living for End It Now, Emphasis Day, a poem from a message titled Weakness versus Strength.
So this morning, this is the day of the year that we get to talk about a very difficult topic. End It Now is an organization that's working to address mental health, abuse. So I believe that God arranged for this to happen because of a conversation that led to an invitation. I believe that God arranges conversations where we listen to the issues that his invitations bear. We should love them enough to listen, and to fight to connect with them. When can we stop and actually listen to the people around us? If we're struggling, if we can admit that we are sinners, then so is the person sitting next to you, behind you. So where does this stigma, this definition of if I am vulnerable, if I actually admit that I struggle with something, that means I'm weak. If you say, Lord, I accept, please help me do this right, he guides us like this morning with heavenly invite. You can meet them all halfway. The Lord will bring the ones whom you should listen to today. Let's pray.
I believe that God arranges conversations where we listen to the issues that his invitations bear. If you say, Lord, I accept, please help me do this right. He guides us like this morning with a heavenly invite. Listen to the ones who struggle when their hearts confide. Let them know that someone in this world is on their side for mental health and healing. You can meet them all halfway. The Lord will bring the ones whom you should listen to today. Just want to give a shout out to my brother, Eric Hansen, for that fantastic message. You can listen to the full thing on the Chapel Oaks website or click on the link in the notes. I want to give another shout out to my brother, Dave Fairchild, who has talent beyond belief. The poem you just heard was actually rendered in real time while it was being preached. So thanking you as well for permission. That's all I've got for now. Pastor Fred, your host of the L4H podcast, over and out.